In today's episode, we are going to be discussing the power of letting go. I know that this is something that has been a challenge for me at times, and it may be a challenge for you, but we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about some of the areas that we find or that are most common that we find that it's hard to let go in, and give you some pointers to be able to walk in the way God would have you to walk. So make sure you join me, and I'll see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we're talking to women all over the world about what we can do to be our best selves in those three areas of our lives. Because really, if we get those things together, if we get those things right, I think that we will be not only pleasing to God, but we can really begin to have some impact for those that we are supposed to have impact with. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for those who are always rocking with me. And I love to say thank you for those who are clicking in the comments and making even a small donation, because everything you do is going to help this podcast spread. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I also want to give a shout out to all of my new subscribers. You guys just coming on board. Thank you for hanging out with me. Make sure that you share this podcast with a sister friend, just one sister friend, and look back at the episodes you think might be the most beneficial for her to listen to, because, you know, as the African proverb says, many hands make light work, and light work is just one person telling one other person. And with just that, we can double in size. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much ahead of time for doing that. We are talking today about the power of letting go, trusting God to provide. Man, this thing is near and dear to my heart. I literally was having a conversation about this yesterday at the time of this recording with one of my sisters, as something that God had really pricked my heart about, and the areas that I find and that we find are the most challenging to let go, that we're going to actually be exploring today, is letting go of control, money, relationships, and fear. Those are the areas that I want you really thinking about. So before we get into this, I really want you to be thinking about, are there any areas in your life that you find challenging to let go? Right. And if you listen to this particular podcast, it might be one that you need, or you might, you know, again, there are some people that just are going to listen to everything, and I so appreciate you. But there are some of us who are listening to because, ooh, that's what I need. This is what I need to listen to. Right. So I want you to be thinking of it. Is it control? Is it money? Is it relationships? Is it fear? Years and years and years ago, mine was control. I would definitely say that the fear of letting go of control. And we're going to talk about oftentimes why that's the case. You might already be thinking about why that's the case for you. But right now, it's the control of money. That's the thing that is hampering me. I had this opportunity to help someone very recently. And the crazy thing about it is, when the person sent me a message to ask, I immediately asked God to forgive me, because God had been dealing with me. God had said something to me a few weeks prior about what he would like for me to do for that woman. She hadn't even asked, but that was what he said. And you know, I find, I'm gonna talk about me. This might hit you, but I'm gonna talk about me. That one of the most challenging areas for believers to make sure that they're hearing God about is in your finances. And I think number two that runs a close second is in relationships, right? Yes, we have fear of control. Yes, we have a fear of, you know, just the fear of letting go of, let me say it differently. We have this thing about letting go of control, and we have this thing about fear, right? But money and relationships, I think, are number one and number two. And I'm going to say this. money is especially challenging if you don't have a lot of it, right? If you don't have a lot of it, we always want to know, God, is that you? I think that there are so many of us, myself included at times, where it's God will prick your heart about something as far as money is concerned for the kingdom, whether it's tithes, whether it's offering, whether it's, you know, helping someone in need. I'm calling that in the kingdom, whether it's donating to a particular place or a particular cause. Sometimes that's easier than others. Right. And I find that a lot of times we want to make sure we've heard that God is at you. Right. God is at you. I don't want to be given out of emotions. And that's another thing that is a thing, is that sometimes we are doing things out of the emotion of what's going on. And that's not what God said to do. Right. And so it's important for us as believers, and it's really important for all of us, to make sure that we are really, that we are improving our relationship with God so that we have the ability to discern the difference between our emotions and what God is speaking to our spirit. That we improve our relationship enough with God so that we have enough discernment to know the difference between, is this something God is saying, or is this something my emotions are saying? And I think that that comes by way of just getting closer to God, knowing what God is saying to you, exercising your faith in what you believe God is saying to you. Because I believe that even if in those times where we get it wrong, God can still honor it, right? When God was talking to Moses about speaking to the rock and striking the rock, God still did what he did from the rock. Now, there was a consequence to it, and we don't have to necessarily have the consequence that he had, but there's a consequence to it, right? But we still, God can still honor it, right? So I want you really thinking about that. So the things that we're really, really, again, talking about are these things that I just noted several times: money, relationships. It could be a job. It could be recognition. And this is because, and here is one of the key things that I want you to be thinking about, is because it provides that sense of security and identity for us, right? Money can be that thing where it provides us our identity, because we want to be able to buy some things, or we want to be able to do some things, or we may have come from a place where we had a lack and we don't want to see that lack again. We are fearful, right, of getting back to that place of lack. So therefore, it can be more challenging to do what it is God is saying to do, right? And that's something that's very, very, very real. And it can feel like, it can also feel like that loss of control, right? Giving generously for whatever the thing that you're giving to can feel like you're losing control. Relationships, staying in unhealthy relationships, or clinging to one that God is calling us to release, can be very challenging. Can be very challenging. There are many of us that have been in different relationships for far longer than we should have been, far longer than we should have been. And I want to even speak to some familial relationships, family relationships. We cannot get rid of our family in most cases. We cannot get rid of them, right? But we can limit their access. Sometimes we think about, like, I can't get rid of my family. I can't stop talking. I can't, you know, my mom is my mom, or my dad is my dad, or my sister or my cousins or whatever. That's how we grew up. All of that is true, but you can limit, you can begin to limit their access, because sometimes we are giving way too much access to things and to people that's not a blessing to our spirit. That might set somebody free right there, is we're giving too much access. I remember years ago, there were times when I would call a couple of my aunts. And I remember just being aware one day of this overwhelming feeling of anxiety that was coming over me, because I was like, I'm going to have to hear all the ailments, all the doctor's appointments, who died, who's sick, right? It almost made me physically sick, because I just didn't want that in my spirit. I didn't want that in my space. And I will tell you guys, having been born and raised in California and then leaving in 2013, there have been some things that I was divorced from just because of geography, right? Some types of relationships that I am so thankful that God delivered me from. I am thankful. And the reality is, that's who I used to be, but that's not who I am anymore. And the evolution of what God wants to do with us sometimes is through the relationships that we have to be willing to let go. We have to be willing to limit our access. We don't have to answer every phone call that comes to us. I said it, I'm not taking it back. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to pick up the phone right away all the time. You don't have to. A lot of times people are staying in relationships or dealing with some family members out of guilt, out of things that are happening. You know what? I just want us to live on this side of heaven in our best, as our best. I already told my son, like, if I get old and senile, I said, put me in a swanky place or build me a tiny house in the back where I can be in my own space. I do not have to be in your space. You do not have to take care of me like that. Do not feel like you are obligated to keep me in your house and disrupt your entire family. Mm-mm. Put me over here. I'll be all right. Right? I'll be all right. I'm telling him that now because I don't want him to carry that guilt that he has to be doing those things, because that's taking care of me as well. Putting me someplace where I am going to, you know, flourish, that people can support me. I'm saying that because it was in my heart, but that might be something that some people need to pray about, because we feel sometimes that we have to go well, well, well above the call of duty, and we give people access to access they are not supposed to have. You might be holding on too tight to some dreams or some plans, and holding on because there's this version of success that we have in our minds, and we might be unwilling to consider God's different plan. And I think the God's different plan is always a better plan, right? That we may be thinking of it in one particular way. As I go through business and I have evolved in my thinking about business, I have recognized, first of all, I am finished with asking God for retroactive blessings, right? Do it and then ask God to bless it. Start it and then ask God to help it to grow, right? I'm tired of doing that, right? And what I'm doing is I'm taking my time and I'm asking myself, can I do this? And should I do this? That might help somebody right there. Because there's a lot of things that I've found happening with me that I'm doing because I can, not because I should, not because that is part of God's divine calling. And sometimes we have to take the time to think through that process, seek some wise counsel, talk to some people that are not, as I like to say, your amen corner. That's just going to say amen to everything you do, but that's going to tell you the truth about maybe the direction that you might be going or the things that you may be considering doing. I know that that has been an absolute blessing to my spirit. I don't care if it was me thinking about going back to school. I don't care if it's me thinking about restarting my consulting business. I don't care if it's me redesigning my tech stuff that I'm doing, my tech business, right? Like, what is it that I should be doing, and what's going to have the greatest impact, and how is that going to impact me, right? So when I think about this, again, I'm giving you an example, is when I'm thinking about restarting my consulting and coaching business, that's going to require a lot of me in this day and age. Is that what I want to do in that particular way? Or do I want to put the time and energy into my technology business where it's going to impact more people, and then I can pick and choose the way that I want to be able to do some things as people come into and utilize the technology platforms that we have, right? So it's looking at God, which would you have me to do? What's going to be more pleasing in your sight? Yes, I can make money in any of these ways, but what's going to be what you really truly want me to do? And sometimes we have to reevaluate our dreams and our plans because we're holding on to a version of success that is not in line with where God wants you to go. Another thing is doing everything your way, that control, and insisting on doing everything your way rather than trusting God and his timing and his methods, right? As a control freak, as a reformed control freak, I am saying that it has been such a blessing for me to be able to take a backseat to something. Such a blessing to say, you know, I don't have to do that. I don't have to lead that. Yes, there are a lot of things that I still lead. Yes, because these are the things that I'm supposed to be leading. But when God says something different, am I going to get frustrated about it if it doesn't happen in my timing? Am I? And I used to. Let's be clear. Let's be very, very clear. But God, what is it that you are saying you want me to do? And how do you want me to go about doing it? And what I want you to be doing, I want you to be thinking of the thing that you can't let go of, right? Even though it might be keeping you from what you, from what God has for you. What is it? When I was at the beginning of this podcast and I was talking about, you know, this money thing, because, you know, God, I don't know if this is you talking to me, right? I was like, if you're holding on to it, you know, God can't bless this closed hand. He's going to only bless my hand that's open. I have to be able to release some things. But I'm going to tell you the prayer. After I asked God to forgive me about the thing that he told me to do that I ended up doing anyway, right after I asked God to forgive me, I said, God, I don't want to have fear in this area no more. I want to have fear in this area no more. And here's the thing. We have the evidence. We have the evidence that he's never left us nor forsaken us. We have the evidence of what he's done in our lives. The thing is, let's be transparent. I don't want to have to feel like that going through it, God. I don't want to wake up and go to sleep every day worrying about this thing, whether it's my business, my money, my relationships, my control. I just don't want to wake up and go to sleep with that, because that was a hard season. And so, and watch this. I realized that it was a trauma response to the season that I went through. That might set somebody free right there. A relationship you might be thinking about ending or limiting access to, and maybe the reason why you're doing it is because it's a trauma response to some love you didn't get or some connection you didn't get when you were younger. Maybe it's out of a trauma response. You want to love people because somebody didn't love you. Maybe it's out of trauma response. Maybe we need to have conversations with the people that we've given access to let them know this is a new version of me that I need everybody to honor. This is where I'm evolving to. And those that can't evolve with me, we got to limit the access. Sometimes we got to let them go, but many of the times, some people you can't let go, you have to limit the access, right? And so I want you to be thinking about that. And it's hard because, as I'm shifting, it's hard because it requires the trust, the faith, and the willingness to step into the unknown. And that's what I think is the thing, the unknown. I don't know what this is going to be. You know, I'd rather stay in this situation because I'm familiar with this, but we don't want to walk in the unfamiliar. But you know what? I believe that oftentimes the unfamiliar is the test. The unfamiliar is where we have to walk through that to get to the other side. And watch this. I also think it is walking into that unfamiliar is how we oftentimes can increase our faith, right? Because faith, as the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? So that's that not seen is oftentimes that unfamiliar. We cannot increase our faith if we don't go through the unfamiliar, the things that we don't see. So we have to continue to exercise our faith. We have to exercise our walk through that unfamiliar season. Because if where we are right now is in a place where we are unwilling to walk through the unfamiliar, how can we be walking in faith? And then how can we get closer to God? I said it, deal with it. I'm not taking it back. How can we get closer to God? We have to be willing to exercise our faith. And that's going to require increasing walking into the unknown. And watch this. I'm not sure if we ever are going to really get used to it. Because I think that, let's say you have to walk through something small. Okay. It is okay. I don't really like this, but I'm going to go ahead and walk through this. And I think that next time you might walk through something small again, but then after that, it's going to push out a little bit farther, right? It's going to be a little bit more unfamiliar. And so I don't know, because we're increasing our faith. I don't know if we ever get to a point where we are ever fully there, because I think God continues to stretch us. No matter where we are, no matter what we do, he wants us to surrender. He wants all of us. And so because of that, I think we're going to keep doing that. So as believers, you may as well get used to it. This is what it is that he's going to do, because he wants us to evolve, right? And he wants us to trust in his plan and his timing, right? We know, I'm quoting Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your own heart and lean onto your understanding. We know that. And what I love about reading and hearing Bible verses, it'd be like, yeah, we know that. We know the story in 1 Kings 17 where the widow, you know, she didn't have any more oil. Her husband had died and she was about to die. And the prophet Elijah said, you know, bring the jars of oil and do this thing. We know the story. We know it. We know what it is, but when we get ourselves to that place of having to exercise some faith like that, right? That stuff gets hard. That stuff gets hard. And watch this. Here is the blessing in being able to let go, because what we're talking about is why it's so hard, some of the examples that we have of letting go. But here is the blessing of letting go, is that it doesn't mean loss. That's the thing, is it doesn't. We have to let go of some things in order to receive some things. We have to. I almost feel like it's a law. It's not a law, but we have to. I think in as relates to God, because it creates the space for God to be able to move in a way beyond whatever we can think or imagine. We have to be willing. And the more we hold on, the less we trust God. The more we let go, the more we trust God, right? So we have to be able to surrender what we're holding on to, because God can replace it with something better, with better peace, with better provision, and better purpose. With better peace, better provision, and better purpose. We have to exercise that faith and allowing God to do more with less. We know there's too many examples when Jesus was walking on the earth where he made less, when he took less and made it more. He took less and made it more. And we have to give. There's a song, an old school song I remember, says little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. That was one of the hooks to the song. Like, you got to be willing to give it to him, right? Because we know he can do more than enough. We know that, right? So what I want you to be thinking about, I want you to be doing, there's a couple steps I want you to take. One, I've already said this, is to be thinking about it. Identify what you're holding on to and pray for the clarity and strength to release it. The next thing, surrender through prayer. I want you to be surrendering about the things that you're holding on to and asking God to take control. I want you to take a faith step. That's number three. Take a faith step. Start doing something that demonstrates your trust. Like giving to someone, giving if it's to the church, whatever it is, whatever you know God is challenging you with. Don't try to do every area at once. Let that bless you. Don't try to do everything at once. Take one area. Exercise your faith in one area. Stepping away from an unhealthy relationship might be, or minimizing that contact, having a conversation with that person, saying yes to opportunities that might bring you some trepidation, because God is trying to grow us. I remember, this just popped in my head. I remember talking to a couple of my girlfriends who don't love being on camera. Some of my sororers, one of my sister that I grew up with. You don't like being on camera. Let God stretch you. Because you don't know who can be blessed through that. Yes, I know it might be a fear of you. No, just let God stretch you. Do something that you might be afraid of, right? And stay open to God's leading. Be patient and listen to how he guides you after you surrender. Pay attention to that. Because again, what did I say? There were three areas. He can replace it with where you have something better, better peace. Because I'm telling you what, as I get older, I'm not willing to compromise my peace. Better provision, right? More of what it is that it might be relations, might be better and more relations, might be more money, might be a better business idea, right? Or better purpose, what he has in you. We are uniquely here for a purpose. And if we stay true to what God is saying and we learn how to let go, right? If we learn how to let go and trust God to provide, I think that we really will achieve what it is that he wants us to have while we're on this side of heaven. I hope that there was something that I said today that was a blessing to your spirit, that you take what has been said, you meditate on it, you listen to this podcast again if you need to, you share it with someone, but that you take the action. Don't just be hearers of the word, be doers of the word, right? Because that is what's really going to exercise our faith. You guys decide today you're going to be great on purpose, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.